Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Casey Heggie, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Casey. My name's Michael. I'm calling from MMA Legal. We're the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Hi there. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not bad, thank you.
Fantastic. Casey, do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So as I said before, Casey, my name's Michael. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. It's my role to gather the evidence for you, whether that be from the local authority of the foster care you're in, or any sort of NHS, or any other authority that I need to substantiate your claim with. Just so you know, Casey, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. So my role today isn't to drag you back over what happened to you in care.
Mm-hmm.
You've already been through that with one of our customer care team.
Yeah.
My role is more to try and understand, you know, the trauma that you faced in care, how that has had an impact on your adult life.
Yeah.
Whether that be the likes of, you know, suffer with depression, anxiety, any sort of PTSD, alcohol or substance issues. And what I'll do, Kirsty, is I'll write to GPs, you know, NHS trusts, drug rehabilitation centres, and I'll gather that information because obviously we can tie that back to your trauma you faced as a child, so we can give you the best chance of getting you the best outcome. Is that okay, Kirsty?
Yeah, that's fine, yes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry for asking you these questions.
That's okay.
Do you or have you ever suffered with depression, Kirsty?
Yes, so I've been suffering depression probably my whole life, because it's always been noted, but it wasn't it wasn't something that I reported to the doctor until I was about 18, 17.
Okay. Reported. And are you currently on medication?
I am, yes.
Okay, I don't need to know what it is. I'll get all that information when I write to your GP, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Suffer with any anxiety, or is it just depression?
Yeah, so it's anxiety and depression.
Okay.
And emotional dysregulation.
Emotional
dysregulation.
Thank you. Okay. Have you had any issues with drugs or alcohol, Kirsty?
Yes. So I had a period of my life where I was addicted to heroin. So that was the period of recovery was longer than the actual addiction itself.
Okay.
So that was back in, I would have been 27, so that's like 8 years ago.
Okay.
Where
did you go for your recovery?
So it was Edinburgh Lady Bank, what is it? 2 seconds, I'm just going to move on.
Okay.
So it was a...
Give me 2 seconds, I'll just jump onto another page so I can take that detail and also your GP's details, if that's okay.
Yeah. So my GP's name was Doniel, D-O-N-E-I-L.
Dr. Doniel?
Yeah. That was his first name. Everyone just called him Doniel, D-O-N-E-I-L. And it was a homeless practice in Edinburgh.
Okay.
And I'm just going to get the address. I think it was the I'm pretty sure it was Grays. It says 6S Grays, CL.
Okay.
But I don't know if that is the right one. Let me see.
It's okay. I can find it.
Yeah.
I just need a practice name, really. Was it called Homeless Practice, was it?
Yeah. It moved because it used to be on the Cowgate.
Okay.
Edinburgh homeless surgery.
Is that your current GP or is that one of you? Is this the one that helps you with your heroin addiction?
That was the one for that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it's Edinburgh homeless doctor near Grassmarket. Yeah, I think it's the Access place.
Okay, so it's Access, called Access.
Edinburgh Access Practice. So my CPN was called Dunneal.
Okay.
Let me just see if I can get his full name, Dunneal.
It's okay, that'll do. I'll write to them. Can I take your GP's details, please, Kirsty?
Well, I don't remember my GP, because...
Your current Dunneal, GP?
Right, my current GP is Camelin Medical Practice.
Is that with a C or a K?
So it's a C-A-M-E-L-O-N, a bit like Camelot, but with an N at the end instead.
Okay. Camelon. Okay.
C-A-M-E-L-O-N.
Yeah, and that's Camelin, is that medical surgery?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know your GP's name, or do you see a multitude of different doctors?
Dr. Fenerty. The CPN there is called Tracy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, so just in case it's helpful, I figured out Dunneal's last name. It's Dunneal McLeod.
McBride?
McLeod. So M-A-C-L-E-O-D. Yeah.
L-E-O-D. McLeod. Yeah. Okay. So I've got your GP, I've got your the Access place for the heroin addiction. I'll write to both of those places, Kirsty, on your behalf.
Yeah.
I'll also write to the social services of the care setting that you're in. I've got one last question, Kirsty.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I am sorry for having to ask you. But I wouldn't be doing my job representing you if I didn't.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, Kirsty?
Yeah, so I've in my life had one incident where I took a paracetamol overdose and was in hospital. And okay. Another incident where I stabbed my wrist with a piece of mirror.
Wow, I'm so sorry you thought they were on your options. Was you hospitalised on both occasions?
They were actually able to treat my arm on that night, so that was fine. And with the paracetamol, that they had to give me like a solution, and so they kept me in for like a week.
Okay. Can I take the hospital details, please, Kirsty, so I can, I'll write to that hospital as well?
That would have been Glasgow A&E, I suppose.
The Glasgow Royal Infirmary, is there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that one, Kirsty.
That's okay, thank you.
No, it's one I don't like asking, but obviously I needed to ask to get the hospital records.
Thank you.
Yeah, just so we can obviously tie all this back to trauma that you've suffered in care, and that builds an accurate picture of, you know, not just your time in care, but also obviously your adulthood as well. So
am I allowed to suggest something to you information wise?
Yeah, of course, go for it. That's my whole job, yeah.
Yeah, it's affected my relationships, like,
yeah.
In terms of, I have such really bad trust issues that I'm very much, like, I've had like a couple of domestic charges, and these domestics have all been due to issues that I have with trust of humans, and especially people close to me. And so it's caused me to have to live a very hermit existence.
Yeah, no, I get that. Domestic incidents. I get that. And they'll obviously be on police records, won't they? Or will they?
Yeah, they will be.
Okay. Police record. And may I ask, were you on the receiving end of the domestic issues, or were you the one that was arrested for the domestic incident?
It's been both.
Okay. Okay. And what police service has attended or has record or?
So Edinburgh Police.
Okay. Thank you for being so honest.
Sorry?
Thank you for being so honest with me.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh. Okay. So I'll write to the hospital. I'll write to, obviously, your GP. I'll write to the police service.
Yeah.
I'll also write to the social services. Once I get this information back from the social services, Kirsty, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And once copies. How are you today, Kirsty? How's things?
It's been a nice day today. I was actually out with a local community group, and we were designing a mural.
Oh, nice.
So they support people in the community that have, you know, like mental health conditions or are just isolated. So it was really nice to be part of that. So I'm feeling really positive.
Oh, brilliant. That's amazing. What was the mural depicting, or what is it meant to represent?
It's about the canals, because we're like a volunteer group based on the canals.
Oh, okay.
And we've got a boat called Jaggy Thistle.
Oh, wow. Is that a long boat, is it?
A narrow boat, yeah.
I've always wanted to go on one of them.
Yeah.
I really like that, you know, peaceful, floating along existence. I've always wanted to do that.
Well, Falkirk's your place to go. You can literally just grab like the keys. It's a little bit too lenient, if you ask me. Like, you can kind of just like pay the small charge, and then you've got a boat.
Oh, that's cool.
They offer like helmsman courses where you can literally learn how to drive it in like two sessions, but I've not got there yet, but I'm hoping to.
That would be cool, and also pretty scary, because you're at the back of something so long, with no brakes, and, you know, steering something not very accurate either, so, yeah, that would be quite scary. So once I get all the information back from your care setting, and obviously the various different other authorities I'll write to, I'll come share the information with you, obviously, then we'll go through it together.
Yeah.
What we'll then do, Kirsty, is make sure that all of you, we haven't missed anything out, there's no statements missing, we've got absolutely everything before we submit to the Scottish Redress team.
Yeah.
From there, we'll then get what's called a panel date. The panel date, what that means is it'll be a bunch of people who, you know, upstanding citizens, if you like, who then judge on our case. And they'll decide, obviously, the recognition of what happened to you and also the cash compensation. We'll be with you all the way, holding your hand.
Yeah.
We'll, you know, advise you whether to accept or reject that offer.
Yeah.
We'll go from there. Is that okay, Kirsty?
That's good, yeah.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, Kirsty, about the next 6 to 8 months?
No, I'll wait on you guys to let me know what the next step is. And
okay.
Just one question, sorry, Michael.
Yeah, no problem.
has the family, the foster carers, been in, like, spoken to yet?
Not yet, no. So we won't speak direct with any sort of foster family. We'll just speak to the social services. We're not, obviously, the police, if you like, but we'll speak to the social services. We'll get all records of where you are and where you were. The fact that, you know, you've suffered depression, you've tried to kill yourself, you know, you suffer with mental health issues, all leans into, obviously, trauma that you've suffered under the hands, in inverted brackets, of, you know, the Scottish government, if you like. But, you know, the fact that, you know, it kicked you into a different life is all their fault, basically. So, no, to answer your question, Kathy, I won't be, or we won't be, as a business, speaking to foster carers.
Right, okay.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, like, I mean, because I'm at a point now where I just, even though I do have points where I'm really angry about what's been done to me, like, I'm a Christian, so, like, I really felt like I forgive these people, and I don't I don't want them to suffer.
Okay.
You know, like, I don't want them to have to suffer. It just doesn't make me feel good.
No, I don't think they will, per se. You know, dependent on, obviously, the allegations that we run through with them, they may not be able to foster again. But, you know, there won't be any sort of jail or any sort of pain or repercussions, I wouldn't imagine.
And they don't get fined directly, do they?
No, it's the Scottish government.
Oh, well, that's a weight off my mind.
Yeah, no, it's the Scottish government who gets fined.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Kirsty?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think that they're allowed to foster anymore, because I think there were so many other complaints as well.
Yeah.
So I don't believe that they are in foster care anymore. But
okay, good.
Yeah, it's just, that information is actually, I'm glad that I know that.
If you need me for anything, Kirsty, if you're struggling or if you're worried about anything, you've got my number now. My name's Michael. I'm the only person on this line. I'm the only person who's going to be walking you through to, you know, the end, if you like, of the conclusion of this case. So if you need me for anything, just ring me.
Yes.
If I don't pick up, there's an answer machine there. That means I'm on a call to another client. I'll pick the call up and I'll ring you straight back.
That's amazing. Thank you.
No, that's no problem. Just one second, Kirsty, before we go. I just have to go back a step with you. Obviously, due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure that you are fully aware and on board with our fees and what we charge, and also what other options are out there for you. And also, if you're happy for me to continue, then obviously I will. So just to let you know, Kirsty, you don't actually need a law firm to apply through to Scottish Redress. You can do that yourself. Obviously, that would potentially entail you, you know, gathering your own information, your own evidence to support your case. But that's entirely up to you, and that is an option that's available to you. So that's option one. Option two is, there are other law firms out there, Kirsty, who will apply or will help you apply and won't charge you any fees. Now, they get paid directly by the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws. I can't legally, you know, go into their practices and what they do for clients. Probably more importantly, Kirsty, I can't go into what they don't do for clients. All I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. We are entering into a joint venture with you under what's called a no-win, no-fee, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together. And it's my job and my company's job to go out and gather as much information as I possibly can to substantiate your claim, to give you, obviously, the best chance and the best possible outcome. Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT. So what that means is you'll never pay us more than 20%. It's actually 19.2. I just say 20% just for ease of, you know, maths and calculation. On the flip side of that, Katie, as well, because you've been deemed to have gone through such emotional and mental hardship throughout your life, we would never and are not allowed to put you under any sort of financial hardship as well. So what that means is if we're unsuccessful, we will never come looking for fees from you.
Yeah.
Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees. So we'll never come looking for any sort of money from you if we're unsuccessful.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Kirsty?
Yeah, definitely fine, yeah.
Fair. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yeah.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Kirsty, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you didn't know about it and that time has elapsed, I can restart that 14-day period for you from now.
Okay.
All it means is your case will be on hold for 14 days until obviously you decide to continue. Or alternatively, you can waive the 14-day period and I can get started on your case as soon as possible, but that's entirely up to you.
Okay. No, that's okay.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
I don't need a cooling off period is what I mean.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Katie, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details, outlining our process and what I'm going to do for you over the next 6 to 8 months. But you also already have my number. Like I said, my name's Michael. Call me anytime you want. And if I can't pick up the phone, I will get back to you at the very earliest opportunity. But I'll walk you through now till, you know, conclusion.
Okay.
Is that okay, Kirsty?
That's good, thank you.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I'm quite confident moving forward and appreciate your time and
I appreciate your bravery, Kirsty. Honestly, you're a hero of mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being able to talk to me, Kirsty. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. All the best.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Kirsty. Bye now.